We have a dream.
We have a voice.
This is
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
Hi, I am your host, Kevin Touch, and we are
The Anchor Nation.
Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio. We're back with an episode of the Anchor Nation podcast, episode 87, with Joel Chance. Great interview with Joel. He's a businessman, entrepreneur, owns his cleaning service with his wife, and a big activist for mental health awareness, motivation, and has a podcast on Facebook, Coffee with Joel. It's at 10 a.m. Check it out. And we'll be doing a relaunch soon in August. Hope you guys enjoy episode 87, Joel Chance. Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio. And we're back with another episode of the Anchor Nation podcast, episode 87, with Joel Chance. And without further ado, let Joel introduce himself.
Hey, Mr. Kev, how's it going?
Thanks for taking your time out of your day to get a call.
Hey, no problem. You know what? I thought I'd have all the time in the world, but I had an employee call in sick today.
Oh, wow.
So it's all good. You know, that's just part of the grinding, right? When you're when you're trying to build a company. So, and when you have 20 employees working for you anyways.
Yeah, no, definitely. You got to just make sure you keep everything in order and go from there for sure.
So how you been?
Good, man. Good. Spending my 4th of July with you.
Getting a little
podcast action in and going from there.
I love it. You know what? I really appreciate you taking the time to interview me, and especially on the 4th of July, you know, celebrating your nation's birth. That's amazing for me.
Nah, for sure. Anytime to get the, you know, content in, what the people want, for sure.
Yeah, and man.
For question one, what is your message on social media you try to spread?
My message is, you know, I'm kind of all over the place, really. You know, I want people to know that they can grow themselves. You know, if you have a dream or a vision, that you can achieve it. You know what I mean? I'm watching you, right? I mean, you're chasing your dreams from what I'm watching. You're doing your podcasts, and, you know, I never thought I'd be where I am today as far as being a successful entrepreneur. And, you know, honestly, I owe it all to my wife for taking the leap of faith and believing in us.
Yeah, man, for sometimes it's just all about the family support. I think it's important that the family support gives you that message to keep going, for sure.
Yeah, man, you know, like I was at a point where with my career, I just said, you know what, I'm not happy anymore. Life is just... I'm ready to do it for myself. And we had the conversation, my wife and I, and because of my experience and my background, I was able to see that there was, the market was soft in the cleaning industry, and that companies had no pride really in where I am in my area. Right. So I told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm not happy where I am. I've been growing businesses for 15 years. Let's do us. Let's grow us. So I told her, you know, she had the passion for cleaning. And I said, you know, if you can start the business, start growing it, have me jump ship with my career job, and I'll help grow our company, you know, create our legacy.
It's all about the togetherness and creating that legacy for sure. And would you say... exposing that cleaning industry kind of being that soft target motivated you more because it's not so saturated?
Big time. Big time. Well, you know what? We say it's not saturated, but it is, because we have a lot of people that try and come in and out of the game and try and say, hey, I'm a cleaning company, but you know, they don't have any insurance, liability insurance. They're just a quick overnight or not even doing the jobs properly. You know what I mean? So as far as us, we made sure that when we came into business, as far as cleaning went, that our quality and our service would be number one. And we wouldn't sacrifice on price. You know what I mean? Like, our rates are not the lowest where we live, and nor do we believe we should be the lowest because of the quality.
Not so, for sure. And,
you know what? We've kind of weeded out to... I don't want to say we put them out of business. I think we put them out of business. you know. But I mean, it's just like I said, it's quality and it's service, right? So I could try and be in the game with everybody else trying to lowball, you know, these big contracts and make nothing, and then not be able to provide anything for my client because they're not really paying for it.
Right. It's all about that quality right? service for sure.
So, absolutely. You know, I always say there's three things, right? Quality, service, and price. So if somebody's calling me and asking or looking for my services, then they're having a problem, right? And I'm there to provide that solution. Mm-hmm. So if I'm sitting down with them and we start talking price and they're like, oh shit, you're like $5 more than so-and-so. Yeah. And you're having problems with so-and-so and you're worried about $5 an hour. You know what I mean? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you the quality that you're looking for, the service that you deserve, but you're going to pay a little bit more. So what are you willing to sacrifice for that? Right? If you're telling me if you're willing to sacrifice price, then that means you're willing to sacrifice quality and service.
That's quality over quantity, ain't they? Yeah, because absolutely. I mean, most people would rather take the quality package versus a cheaper price, but the job doesn't get done well enough. So I hear what you're saying for sure.
Yeah, and we still face that today. But over the last 5 years, because we're on our fifth year of business, July 1st, we started our fifth year of business. And thank you. And it's taken us 5 years to really educate our clients in, you know, the area that we live in, right? And now we're spreading our foundation. We keep spreading across, I don't want to say all across Canada, but let's say Ontario, because we're in Ontario, Canada. So it's, you got to be patient, you know? It's
patience
all about patience,
and the time that you put in. We'll definitely talk about that as we get it further along the interview, because patience and how you invest that patience and time is all you need. That's the value. That's the value at the end of the day you're giving.
Yeah, man. But a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to get rich quick. It's not, that's not the way it works. Right? So you have to build your foundation like we have, my wife and I. And, you know, find that your niche, right? Like, I mean, her passion was cleaning and my passion is growing businesses and business. Kind of worked hand in hand. Yeah. And I mean, I'm just lucky because I'm with my life partner and we're doing it together. I mean, you have no idea how much flack we got from friends and family. Like, you're going to fucking go into business with your wife? Are you nuts? Like, you guys are going to want to kill each other. I'm like, no, I mean, we work great together. We've identified our strengths, you know, and, that took a little bit of time, but you figure out your strengths and,
you work with your strengths and whatever happens, you combine that and go into the business together and keep moving forward for sure.
Yo, absolutely. And, it's all about grinding and, you know, like, it's nice because she's my wife, she's my partner, and it's easy. It's honestly easy to have business meetings with her. You know, it's not like it's a friend and you got to worry about stepping on her toes and, you know, are they going to like this idea? Are they not going to like this idea? I mean, my wife's pretty supportive with my creative ideas anyways, as far as growing our business. She trusts me. That's, I guess, the word I'm looking for. It's the trust
in oneself, trust in your partner, trust in how you run the operation will get you the furthest because you're putting the most impact towards it. Absolutely, no man.
Yeah.
And for the next talking point, what is the podcast you host, Showcase? Tell us a little backstory on how you got started and what you do on Facebook with it.
Yeah, no problem, man. So, you know, the companies that we're running has obviously grown themselves, 20 employees. It's given me time to focus on, I don't want to say myself, but podcast was something that I'd looked at years ago. Listen more on regular people. When it's on, avenues.
Yeah. So, tell us something about your podcast. For question two. Sorry about the delay there.
No, man, it's all good. I don't know what happened there. It could be my truck was running, so I mean, my phone might have picked up on my Bluetooth. So, because when we lost connection, I was like, I just ran to my truck and turned it off. To get back to your question about the podcast, you want me to restart? You want me to restart the whole thing?
Yeah, none of it. Can you just, like, re-explain it?
Like, where do you want me to pick up from? Okay. Yeah. So, basically, the companies that we have has given me the time to really follow what I've wanted to do. And, you know, it's also providing that information to people if they are on the fence about taking that leap of faith, you know, taking a chance on themselves. So bringing these entrepreneurs, whether they're successful or whether they're just starting out, mm-hmm. It just shows the reality to the viewers, right? That it is possible. It just, like I've said, it just takes time, and any entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur that I know, you know, they didn't hit the lottery overnight. You know what I mean? You're talking 10, 15, 20 years of just solid grinding, right? But now their net worth is worth whatever, 10 million, 15 million, 6 million. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's the fact that they've put the work and the effort.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. Create their vision. You share their story.
Their vision.
Get it out there to the world. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing with the podcast, like I said, like there's a lot of self-doubt as far as, you know, not knowing how you're going to be on camera, how other people are going to react. And the support has been amazing, honestly. You know, like anything else, you're going to have some people that are going to, I don't want to say hate, but right. They're going to give you their two cents, and it is what it is. You know, I've really learned to tune that shit out because I know that if you put the work in, it's going to happen, right? It's just not, just don't expect success right away. And my podcast I've been doing for 6-7 weeks now. I know I took a break because I went on holidays with my family, but it's been great, you know, great support. Great support. I can't, it's going really well. I've also found a podcast manager that's going to be joining me, and we're going to be doing a relaunch of the show Coffee with Joe. And so we're still going to go live Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And we're going to release the video or the episode on YouTube on Wednesdays. So, which is cool because I'm not doing that now, right? I mean, I want to say I'm the old guy. I'm, you know, I'm new to the game. So, I'm watching I'm watching, listening to you, listening to other podcasters, mm-hmm. and you know, Gary V, another good guy to listen to, motivation, and yeah,
that's it. Learn,
really, experience. Just go for it. That's all I've done. You know, follow, learn, experience, and live. You know, not everything's going to be yep. perfect in life. So, and the other thing is, you can't please everybody. Right. I mean, I try and bring people that will entertain everybody, but I've realized that possible. And a rapper on by the name of Nick Knox Beats. And that alone has opened some doors with other artists and local artists and people wanting to, you know, just work together and collaborate. Like I said, networking.
Yeah. How you network your smartly, for sure. So, And that's it. I mean, yeah. Just have a conversation. Yeah. Go with it. Whatever happens throughout it, just be happy. And yeah.
And whatever happens, happens. And just support. Yeah. You know, support that individual and their end game. You know, like I said, it doesn't have to be someone huge coming on the show. It's just, we're all regular people. I'm a regular guy.
Right.
You know,
all regular Joes. That's it.
I'm just a regular Joe. You know, keeping shit real. I mean, that's the other thing, is I just keep things real on my show. And I think people appreciate that. No, for sure. Really.
You want to just talk about how you bring up mental health too, just to tie that in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mental health is extremely big. And I definitely try and touch on that on every episode. With it doesn't matter who comes on, and if nobody's on and it's just me, then I definitely touch on it. You know, suicide has been huge, mental health, just in general. For me, I don't understand. Technology is improving, you know, right. Medicine is improving, but yet mental health, I don't know, for some reason I don't know how you guys are in the States, but here we just want to sweep it under the rug. Right. I mean, it's a sad reality. It's a sad reality. And, you know, I've seen it firsthand with family members, and when people are going in for treatment, whether it's through the mental health unit and up and then being put back on the streets because they say, oh, you're okay again. Yeah. Well, once the drugs wear off, you're not. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't know. I don't know if it's because there's no room in the budget, but it's definitely very important for me. The other thing is, I'm gonna throw it out here while I'm on your show, is I'm coming out with my own clothing line, personal signature with a hashtag keeping it real. And eventually we'll have other hashtags with other sayings. But the proceeds, or the majority of the proceeds that we make when we sell merchandise, will be going towards mental health and research, which is, again, huge, huge for us. Again, trying to make a difference and help others, right? Because that's another thing that we do with our current companies, is we donate and sponsor a lot in our community, which is extremely important. Right. So, and it's the same thing with mental health and this clothing line that I'll be coming out with. It's all about donating proceeds to, like you said, charities. Yep, and
for sure. Providing value for others, research. Get them huge, to the best treatment huge. Possible. Gives you that edge, for sure.
Yeah, man. And yes. It's all across the world. It's not just here in Canada. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, you know. Everybody I talk to is somehow, some way, they've been affected by mental health, whether themselves or whether a family member or a friend. So it's real.
No, it's real.
And yeah. I think I'm. Homelessness in our own country.
Yeah, for sure. It's unfortunate that it happens where they just basically just don't give care. You know, they don't give a care in the world and just go for it in the sense that, hey, you're free off. But in reality, when they need help, they got to put the time and effort in. It's not just your country. I'm sure many other countries.
It's like that just about everywhere, man, you know, which is sad, you know, especially for, and I say vets are, you know, I mean, they fight for us, you know, they're overseas, they're grinding in a different way, right?
Yeah,
you know, trying to, you know, protect us and make things right. But time, and you serve your country for 25, 30 years, you expect that same courtesy from your government saying, hey, thanks for going, you know, overseas, getting shot at, bombed at, whatever. And then your government says, sorry, we don't have any fucking money for you. Thanks for your services, by the way. Thanks for risking your life. But by the way, your PTSD, we can't fucking help you with that, bud.
It's a double standard. You know, I think it's unfortunate that's a double standard too for all the service they put in. Basically, yeah, you risked your life, and now this is the thanks you get. It's very sad for sure.
No, that's exactly what it is. But that's just the vets, right? I'm talking with our army and shit, but it's everyone, you know. My wife suffers from mental illness or mental health with depression and anxiety disorders, so excuse me, so that's why it affects us so much. And it's just crazy. It's a sad reality, right?
No, it is, man, for sure. Thank you for at least bringing awareness to that on the podcast and showing to the world that, hey, it's an important topic. And That's the only way we can start one by one. Spread it.
One by one, talking, and I'm saying, you know, create a movement. Like, I know there's other people that have foundations for mental health, but you just don't hear about them. You know what I mean? There's foundations. You don't hear anything about it on the news unless something's happened. You know, either a mass shooting or suicide or whatever. Something just crazy out of this world. You're like, what the fuck, man? Like, what would make somebody think about going to open, you know, let's just shoot up a school? There's fucking mental problems there. You know what I mean? Call it what it is. Why are people killing themselves? Mental health, you know? Can you stop it? No. But you can sure as hell bring awareness to it.
Yeah, one person every day with the awareness is better than no one, knowing nothing at the same time, for sure.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, just my podcast alone, just getting messages after the show, just thanking me for bringing the awareness, thanking me for talking about certain topics, you know. And the topics aren't for everybody, right? I've lost family members because of my podcast and because of some of the topics, and that's just the way it is, right? It is what it is. I always tell people I'm not a doctor, nor am I claiming to be a doctor. We're just trying to bring awareness, and whether that's you know, mental health or addiction, because addiction is part of mental health as well, right? So, yeah, like I say, it's not for everybody, and I'm not a doctor, and it's just about bringing awareness and keeping that line of communication open. So I let people know if you need to talk to someone, reach out to me. If you can't, I mean, if you can't reach out to anybody, just reach out to me. Even if I'm a random stranger, I'll listen.
Have a support system behind you.
I'll give you guidance. And sure. I've done it, you know, so it's all good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the problem. So a lot of people don't have the
you
got to
ask yourself to really,
you know,
forward.
Who are you hanging out with? Those are the questions.
But for question three, yeah, go for it. I was gonna shift back to back to the business side. How is building a business with your wife inspiring you to keep living?
No, go ahead.
How big of a factor that's been?
Well, like I said, it's the fact that I've been able to do it with my life partner has been amazing. You know, I don't know how else to say that. You know, my wife is my rock, and my wife will say I'm her rock, and we just inspire each other. You know what I mean? And like I said, with her mental health, it you know, it can be a challenge sometimes.
There you because, go. I think you just have that everlasting support between.
That's why we have each other.
Keeps an unbreakable.
So when
bond,
one's feeling it. Down, the other one's keeping us up. That's what it is. That's what it is, man.
You said it right there.
An unbreakable bond. So like, we've been together for 20 years. I don't see us
the next talking point
going
would be,
anywhere.
What is one thing you do each day to keep you in that hustle and grind mentality?
Yeah.
What's just one thing that you just kind of like, I got this. I'm going to do it each day to keep it in the mentality. Go for it.
What do I do every day? Just stay focused and stay positive. You know, you got to stay positive and not worry about when you're having a bad day, because shit, that happens. You know what I mean? For me, I do a lot of meditation. You know, I'll meditate in the morning and I'll try and meditate in the afternoon. Sometimes I don't get that meditation in the afternoon, but it is what it is. I find that that's helped me a lot with my thinking process and just, I don't know. I never used to meditate. Right. Until about 2 years ago, listening to Kerwin Ray. I don't know if you listen to Kerwin, but he's another good influencer. And I've gotten a lot of good pointers from him. And like meditation's huge, you know, to be able to stay focused and be able to grind. I say could be 20 hour days. Like, I mean, I worked this morning. I was off this afternoon with my family. And now this evening, we got a phone call. Someone's sick. So I'm picking up the slack, and I probably won't finish work till 11 o'clock tonight. Right? So.
No, for sure.
You got to
sure.
stay refreshed as much as you can. Right? So, and a lot of people think that. A lot of people think that, you know, there's a lot of productivity from 8 or 9 to 5. And I don't know. That's just not me. I'm happy to be able to put my time in where I need to, when I need to, and when I'm most productive. And sometimes my most production or most productivity is at 1 o'clock in the morning. I've noticed that I, you know, I'll stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'm very productive. Right, I'll be putting things together for the show or things together for the business, different plans, or maybe just working on quotes. It's just, I don't know. It's something that's really peaceful for me. Want to make sure we're.
Yeah, he's kind of going in and out there. But I kind of got what you were saying there in the sense that you grind and you put the work in no matter what time it is. And you have this the motivation to meditate too, because that meditation is what calms you and puts you that laser focus refresh mode each and day, any hour for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can identify, you know, what needs your attention immediately and what really doesn't, you know. That's what I've learned with meditation is, you know, and you don't have to meditate for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. It could just be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It all depends on how much time you have in your day. Right. Some days I don't have time to meditate. It is what it is.
Right.
But when you do have time, for me, I think it's important to do it. You know, that's one of the most important things that I could probably tell anybody as an entrepreneur. And if you're having let's say you're having a hard time focusing, you're having a hard time just getting things done. Just take a break.
Take a step back. Yeah.
Take a step back. Take some deep breaths. Close your eyes. And, you know, focus on what's important and what's not, you know. So people just seem to get lost sometimes.
Yeah. And
I'm guilty. I mean, shit, I'm human.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're all human, yeah.
We're all human. And sometimes, like I said, we just not lose our way, but just kind of forget to, oh, shit, you know, maybe I should meditate a little bit and recharge. Maybe that's all I need to get refocused.
Yeah, taking those small initiatives will help you in the macro scale. That's it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because those minor details is what really shines at the end. Those behind-the-scenes work will give you what will shine in the forefront. And if you can do all those small things like meditating, that's only going to help improve your skill set and personal development. 100%.
Big time. Big time. And just like I said, it just gives you the energy. It gives you more of a drive. It's really hard to explain, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, for sure. Definitely keep that in mind. And for question five, how has just trial and error played a role into your early days of your business? What would you say is like some things you did in the beginning that now you can work out the kinks as you go forward?
Big thing was, I would say, retaining employees. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, it's trial and error. But I kind of knew when I jumped on ship with my wife to do this, I said, you know, we're offering a quality service, so we need to pay our staff more. Now, this is where couples or partners might butt heads. And we did, right? And we started with minimum wage. And you quickly kind of realize that people don't want to work for minimum wage. Right. So, and it doesn't work because your turnaround is too high. You have different people going into your clients' homes or going into your clients' offices. And if it's a different cleaner every week or every month, they're like, people start looking at you like, what the fuck's going on? Like, why can't you keep employees? Why can't you retain? What is it? You know? And when you're offering a higher quality service, well, A, I'm charging more, so I should be paying my staff more. So that's what we did. Well, you know, you revise. The other thing is the government kind of went and upped our minimum wages, which is kind of throws everything in for a loop. I'm not sure what your minimum wage is where you are, but we were at $11.75 an hour, and the government, our great Canadian government, has decided to raise it to $14 an hour.
Wow.
For this. Yeah, hold on. For this year, for 2018, 2019, it's going up to 15.
Oh, wow.
So you have to understand, like for me, so when we figured out, okay, $11.75, you can't pay staff and retain them. So we went, let's start them at 14 or 15 an hour. And that's what we did when minimum wage was at $11.75. Well, now guess what? The government's turned around and make it 14. So we now have to revise and or go back to the drawing board and say, well, 14 is the minimum wage. Do we stay there and not retain anybody? Because now Walmart is paying 14, 15 bucks an hour for people just to stand there and do nothing. Or do we pay more?
Right.
Right. And yeah, and you have to pay more. And we haven't, and for us, we haven't touched our price with our clients. So we've just left it the way it is and staff a little more and retaining them, which is great.
You know, satisfying each party, I think, is important in the sense that it's this now day and age where people want to put work in. They want more cash. At the end of the day, if you can work with them and find that balance between what's right and what's good for the customer, you'll move forward. For sure.
The way I look at it is take care of your employees. You take care of your employees, they'll take care of clients. It's that simple. So, I mean, it's not a matter of trying to pay them, you know, $20, $22 an hour because – A, I can't, but when you're giving them a, you know, $16-$17 an hour, and then you're giving them, you know, gift cards for fuel or gift cards for groceries or whatever, because that's what we do, right? That's our way of showing our appreciation with our staff is giving them some gift cards or taking them out for dinner or whatever, just a show of appreciation. And that so far. Right. And your employees just appreciate that. They feel appreciated. So many companies, so many corporations don't do that with their staff and people just feel like a number. So it's important for me and for my wife with our company to make sure people don't feel like that number. We really bring that family feel.
I like that with our business. Those little things you're taking out business, giving them these gift cards, doing these extra perks that will not only keep them in the long run, but it'll help you in the long run when you get your name out there to more clients. And it gives the employee first centric mentality. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, like our name in our cities out there, I'll tell you, like the first year after 12 months of business, I think we had 3 commercial accounts and now we're on year 5. And I think we've got like 30 or 32 commercial accounts now. So, and that's, you know, it's a 5-year, well, four-year grind on our 5th year now. So it takes time. So I say it takes time. It's very hard to go out there and pick up 30 or 50 commercial accounts in the first year.
It's a slow grind and a slow process because it's the quality that will outshine when you start looking at it. You pick up a couple is better than, you know, getting 100. You don't know what to do with it right away. So having that slow grind will keep you progressing for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And word of mouth, right? I mean, I think that's another big one for us here where we are. It's word of mouth. We're a small city, 45,000, and word of mouth goes a long way.
Yeah.
Word of mouth can actually make you or break you. So, especially with commercial clients, it doesn't take much. You know, we'll go a month without picking up a commercial client, and then next month we'll pick up 4 or 5.
Right.
That's just how it is. That's how it's been lately.
If it's great word of mouth, it's great. But if it's bad, you know, that's the risk you take. You got to always provide the best service so you don't have one.
Yeah. And you know what? And we tell our clients that all the time, you know, any issues you have, please bring them up. We will not be insulted. You know, I mean, you're paying for the service and you're paying for the quality. And if you're not getting what you're paying for, then we need to know so we can rectify the problem. So rectify it, address it, and try and avoid it or make sure it doesn't happen anymore, which, you know, I mean, we're all human and mistakes happen. So it's just trying to address it and make sure that issue doesn't happen again, the issue may be. And not being insulted. Which I don't know. Some people have a hard time doing.
Yeah, no. Taking that constructive criticism will only be key,
right?
How you move forward, for sure.
Well, and like my wife would always say, is like, and myself, is how can we fix the issue if you're not bringing it up to our attention, right? And I mean, some clients don't want to. They feel bad, or they don't want to get someone in trouble. But I'd rather know right away and not 6 months down the road and then potentially lose the client all because of, you know, lack of quality, lack of service.
Right,
and there was just no communication. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's why I make sure when I do, I usually take care of invoicing our clients. I always, you know, state my email. Is everything okay? Is there anything we can improve on? If there is, please let me know. We will address it. We will fix it. Whatever. You know what I mean? And clients like that. You know, I don't have to be in their face every day, every week. You know, just once a month, check up on them, make sure that everything's good.
Well, reassurance always goes a long way. You know, at the end of the day, you can reassure them to have a protection plan and say, hey, listen, this is the great service. Then let us know. And if not, tell us the problem. That's going to give you an edge of how you run the service for sure.
Well, how we fix things, right? And you're not caught just out of the blue where the client's like, hey, fuck you. I don't like your services. Yeah. And you're like, whoa, hold on a sec. I sent you like how many emails? I sent you 4 emails over the last 2 months and you've said the service has been great, or you haven't replied. You know, we'll get into that where people just don't reply, and that's fine. But hey, the communication is there, right?
All right.
It's like, have you received my emails? Which it doesn't happen very often. I'm saying, like, have you received the email? And they'll say, yeah. Well, why haven't you replied back to, hey, the garbages haven't been getting done, or this bathroom hasn't been getting done? Oh, shit. Right?
It works both
ways. So it
kind
of covers us too.
At the end of the day, if you can have this where you know they have the reassurance and they can give you the reassurance, it'll give you more time on your hands and say, hey, what's worked with you down the road? For sure.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
And then this way keeps everybody happy.
The next thing, next follow up question, I was going to say, would you say just putting those little perks in there by doing those emails and making time for the employee, extra time, giving you more opportunity with clients down the road?
Absolutely. You know, and now that we have more time, it also gives us more time to sit down with our clients, be more in tune with them. Even though I've always been in tune, it's just now you have that much more time, so I really can go in and sit down with them, have a coffee with them, and discuss, and maybe discuss other services. Right, because we offer a variety of services. So, and sometimes when you're too busy, right. you just don't have right. time to discuss those other services.
Balance of what you can do extra and also know that it's a service and product at the same time. I like it. And for question six, what is one message you would give to those trying to venture into the business?
And you can only do, even though we have 20 employees, put the time in, your blood, sweat, and tears, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to grow. Remember, it's your legacy. Like for me, this is my legacy. This is what I'm. This is what... Right. Either my kids are going to want it later on, for me, money for me. It really isn't. It's all about. Let me restart. It's not about the money. It's not about the zeros. For me, it's about being able to help others. You know, because of my background, and I don't know if I should even touch on that, but I grew up in poverty. And I put a thing on Instagram today, you know, letting people know I've been working since I've been 9 years old. Legit working since old. Food on a table, putting clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Sports, I wanted to play sports, but if I wanted to play, my parents made it very buying, you know, whatever the equipment was, whether it was baseball or hockey. That's fucking expensive shit. If you want it, then you're gonna grind for it. And I've known since a young age that you want something, you better work your.
No, sure. Keeping it grinding. Glad you brought that personal story up, because at the end of the day, you can keep that work ethic and keep continuing to grow from it as a legacy. And really don't care about the cash and just serving others.
Yeah, yeah. Man. I've also said this, it's not where you start, it's where you finish in life. So, yeah.
That's right.
Born and raised in poverty up until the age of 16. You think in the hood to home. Hello?
Yeah, either. Sorry, you cut down a bit. My bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you got, maybe is it the Bluetooth thing? Could be.
Yeah. I don't think so, because I'm away from the truck. I'm away from the truck, and I'm trying to find a spot. Like I said, I'm working, I'm cleaning as I'm talking to you, answering.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm in an office. I think I have good reception, so I'm just going to sit in this office and finish this.
No, no worries. Yeah, sometimes it happens. But no, I got what you're saying a little bit. Just trying to keep that legacy.
But yeah, well, it's keeping that legacy. And like I said, my background as far as poverty, you know, up to 16, and my parents separated. And, you know, that's a crucial time in my life because I had to go to college, or I had decisions to make, right? And back then, and I'm pretty sure it's still the same way now, you know, being forced or not being forced, being told that, you know, college and university is your best bet. That's, and it probably was, because technology wasn't where it was today. But yeah, it is what it is. C'est la vie, man. You know, like we all go through shit. And I always say we're all living, we're living in a moment. So I lived in that fucking moment for 16, 17 years and went off on my own, and I've never gone back.
Definitely. Don't let anyone tell you the other way. Yeah.
Just. So, you know, if anybody's going to tell me that I can't be done, or. Are we back on?
I think we're back.
I don't know what's going on, man. I'm not moving. I'm staying by the...
Yeah,
I'm staying by the window. Make sure I have connection.
Oh, it's weird. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things. I'm on four. I'm still on four bars and everything. So
yeah, and I'm just using data right now, so it shouldn't have any issues.
That is weird, but that's all right. We're back. I guess we'll just move on to the next. But I got most of what you were saying. But for the next one, what is the message? It's a good segue. What is the message to those trying to start a business or entrepreneur venture in the future? What would you say?
Surround yourself with good people, with key people. You know, one of the things I keep hearing is, you know, who you're surrounding yourself with. And I mean, that's the truth. I mean, if you're hanging out with people that just want to live for the weekend and then party on Friday, Saturday, recoup Sunday and go back to work Monday, then shit, have at her. You know, I mean, I've lived through my 20s and I've lived for the weekend, right? So surround yourself with key people. If you can surround yourself with a few key people that will help you, bring you up and motivate you, and not think that you're crazy or stupid for wanting to follow your heart, your dream, your vision, that's what you need. But if you're going to hang out with people or surround yourself with people that are going to doubt you every step of the way, chances are you're probably going to have a really hard time succeeding. Only because of self-doubt that you're going to continue giving yourself. And it's not your fault. It's because of the people that you're around with. You know, if they're saying, just, you know, leave that for next weekend, or you don't need to do that right now, like, or that's stupid. No, yeah, then that plays a huge role and a huge factor in your life.
Right. No, it's you are who you hang out with. At the end of the day, if you want to soar, you know, with the good people, the eagles, basically, like to soar high.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, soar like the eagle you are, you know, and don't be scared to soar by yourself, because most eagles do.
Right. Right. And just be self-aware of what goes on. You know, I think it's important, especially starting out.
Absolutely. It's hard, man. And it's hard to separate. And it's not like telling people to ditch your friends. I'm not telling you to ditch your friends.
No, of course.
Your friends are your friends. You still, you know, you just kind of distance yourself a little bit, and you don't party every weekend, and you don't, you know, you commit to what your goals are, what your life goals, what your passion, you know? So, and if that's wanting to be an entrepreneur, then yeah, you got to make life changes. I've had to make life changes. I've had to, you know, push myself away from certain friends, right? It's not because they're not my friends. They're still my friends, but I just don't hang out with them every weekend. Right. I might hang out with them twice a year instead of, you know, 12 times a year.
No, for sure. Right. You and those are decisions you make that are going to benefit you in the long run. You know, cutting something out is fine. And I think that's another thing people and many have to realize. If you cut something out, you're doing it for the benefits, and you're going to make a lasting impact in the long run for others. Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is. Right. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life? So for me, it's, you know, creating something, building something, like I said, legacy, call it what you want.
But at the end of the day, it's your legacy, your life, whatever choices you make, you got to live by it.
Exactly. Live by the sword, die by the sword.
Beautiful. Great way to end it. Yeah, you live by it, and you die by it at the end of the same time.
Yeah, man, you know, and an entrepreneur, you better be ready to have a lot of lonely nights, you know, because your vision is nobody else's. And my wife didn't even understand my vision. You know, when I talked to her about going into business with cleaning, I explained to her that the market was soft. I explained to her that she had the passion for the cleaning, and she has the eye. She's, you know, she's in charge of our quality control. But I told her, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when we were lying down at camp, I told her, I said, you don't understand. This is not just going to be a business. This isn't just going to be a small family business. This is going to be, it's going to be a business that's going to turn into a company that's going to turn into an empire. You know, and she kind of laughed at me, and I said, no, you don't understand, because you don't see my vision. And she didn't. Right. And, you know, we're not just a business. We're a company now, right? 20 employees. And the end game is to franchise. It's to franchise our business. And that's where the enterprise is going to come in. So it was a big vision 4 or 5 years ago, and things are just coming to fruition now.
But no, for sure.
I say 10-year grind, man. If you're going to get into the game and you're really going to commit yourself, you better be ready to commit at least 10 years of your life.
Yeah, you have to be willing to take that sacrifice, take those lumps, you know, take those lumps early, in a sense to take the hard first couple of years, and then when you get there in that 10th year, realize that you just started, now you've made somewhere. What can you do to progress it better, for sure?
Shit, you know what, it might not even take you 10 years. We just say 10 years to really get yourself there. You know, we're on year 5, and, you know, we've built a business net worth from 0 to the business net worth is over $1 million now. You know, after 4 years, or on our 5th year. So it's all grinding, man. It's all how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? And then how good can, you know, you need some skill too. Right. So, and yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Utilize your tool belt and move with the grind each day. Yeah. Get there, for sure. And for the question 7, now going back to some of the things that are side hobbies, what are some side hobbies that help you just balance your work and play life? What are some things that just keep you, other than meditating, anything else?
My family, my kids, my wife. You know, we, like I said, we put in a lot of grinding over the years, but now because where we are and our success and the freedom that we've, you know, built ourselves, and I say freedom, I'm stuck working right now, but the freedom that we've created for ourselves, you know, we're able to, you know, take a few more trips and spend that quality time with us, really spend that quality time where I found with my previous employment, you're really working the 9 to 5. And I was, you know, a business developer. So it wasn't 9 to 5. I was working from 7, 6:30 in the morning till all hours of the night, trying to grow another business. And I did, you know, I grew it from, you know, $500,000 to, by the time I left, I think the company was grossing $10 or $11 million a year. That's disgusting, you know, when you think about it. So, yeah, I mean, just my wife and my kids, they're my balance, really.
But no, that's a good balance to have, because the more quality time you spend, the more you know you're putting the right message in the forefront for the kids too, future. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And my kids know that. I do everything for my kids, for my family. And the more time I could spend with them, then the better. The more time that my company, you know, the company's buying us time. Right? I don't believe, like, time is time. It's been there by man. And when you're having fun doing what you want to do, time doesn't exist. So right. Our companies have bought us time to be able to do what we do with our kids. Yesterday, I spent the day at the beach while most people were at the office working. You know what I mean? Today was another beautiful day. A few hours in the office and the rest of the day with my family. You know what I mean? While we have other staff members working and, you know, doing our thing for us, which we appreciate.
There you go. Having that trust in the family and the business at the same time, and knowing that you have great people with a family employee model back up and help you and allow you to spend time with your kids and wife. It'll give you the business centric model, but it also gives the whole family approach at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And actually, the answer to question 8 is just how is your kids giving you the motivation to do the right thing? So we'll move right into question 9, but it's perfect. The fun question: if you could collaborate with any entrepreneur in the world, who would it be and why?
Kerwin Ray. Mm-hmm. I love Gary Vee. No disrespect to that man, but Kerwin Ray, I don't know. I just love his positivity. I love what he brings to the table. And, you know, keeping shit real, just like Gary, but just in a different way. Gary's, I don't know, he really don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks and what anybody says. And I know Kerwin's the same, but his message is brought to people a little different, you know? So if I could collaborate with anybody, it all depends on what it is that we're doing. Like right now I'm doing my clothing line, right? My personal clothing line for, you know, to bring mental health awareness. Well, who do I think would be the best person to collaborate with right now would be Gary Vee. Right. because right. of his clothing, his branding, his, so those, you got to look at things in different perspectives, I guess, but I would love, I can't just pick one. It had to be both, you know?
No, that's fine.
It would be, it'd have to be like Gary for clothing and probably Kerwin for personal growth and business growth. Ah, fuck, both of them are great.
There you go.
I'm really trying, you know, like to pick one, but I can't. Those two guys are amazing.
No, yeah, that's fine. If you can't choose, you just pick both. That's all good, though, because it gives you options in the sense that you have two good mentors to keep working with. And number two, and the most important thing is it gives you agility to figure out, hey, I got this going on. I can lean on Gary or I can lean on Kerwin for positive motivation. It works both ways, which is great for your personal development.
Yeah, absolutely. Like they're great mentors. Anybody who doesn't know who they are, check them out, right? Check out their vlogs, their videos, their content. It's amazing, you know? I don't even know if Kerwin Ray has ever come to Canada to do a show, but I'd love to see him.
No, for sure. I think just getting an opportunity to meet some of those idols will put you in the great presence to understand what goes behind the scenes and what they do to get the best quality in the forefront. Yeah,
and you know what? I'm having someone on my podcast who did have the opportunity to meet and ask Gary V questions. So I can't wait to pick their brain too, right?
There you go. We need to get others to give you that information in a sense for good, positive collaboration. That's a good way to look at it too.
And that's all. Man, Instagram's great.
Yeah. I mean,
that's how
networking is. Really. Yeah, no, networking is the name of the game. It meets new people and innovates new ideas. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. And all of a sudden you might come up with a creative idea and you start a different business, you know. Here's the other thing I want to say is you got to be able to create different streams of income for yourself, right? If you're just going to do one thing, then it's going to be very hard to get the what's the right traction? Word I'm looking for? The right, it'll come to me, but you know, if you want to grow as a business, you can't just have one stream of income. Like our cleaning services, it's not just, you know, cleaning services weekly or biweekly or monthly. I mean, we do rug cleaning, we do upholstery cleaning, we do stripping and waxing. These are all different avenues that are tied into one service. You know what I mean? So you have multiple streams of income coming in through that one business.
Right. Find those other side hustles. You know, I think, yeah.
Well, finding the side hustles. And then our second business, which is our products division. Our products division is supplying to our service. See what I mean? Like we're buying our cleaning products from our products division. We're keeping the money in house. We married the company. So instead of buying our products through another distribution center, we have connected with a distribution center who wants us to be, or we are, their main distributor where we are in the north here. So, and what that's done is it's just created that Dunright Cleaning Service can buy from Dunright Cleaning Products instead of buying my products, let's say here in town, and paying $25 for a finishing mop head. Well, my cost is $10 and I can resell it to myself for $25, keeping the profits in house.
Right. No, it's a stream. Yeah, I got you. It's a stream of consciousness and a stream of companies. I see.
Yeah. But then what do you do with that? Then you take that money, you rebrand. You know, you can work on rebranding. You can work on different projects. You know what I mean? Instead of giving that profit to another business, right? You're just keeping it in house and you're doing your thing, whether it's for charity, whether it's like for us with our products division. So both companies donate, but our products division, we put a percentage aside and we donate to homeless shelters. You know what I mean? And again, it's a big thing for us just because the background, my background. And purpose. What are the purpose? What's your purpose for your business? You know? So I can't keep I can't keep saying that enough. Purpose. What's your purpose? Because if you have a purpose and people understand your purpose, they're probably going to want to support you in your cause.
Right. As long as you have good intentions, you give back to the society, and you have the purpose of helping others and serving others, good things will come around at the end of the day. As long as you maintain it.
Always. Yeah. Always. If you give, you will receive, period. I'm a firm believer of that.
Yep.
So I try and give as much as I can, and the universe has been very, very kind and generous in return.
And be grateful. They'd be grateful, have the patience, like you said earlier, and good things happen.
Yep.
There you go.
Nah, be patient, and shit will happen. It's just not maybe as fast as you want it to happen.
But patience will always win. It's a virtue at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Beautiful. No, it's a beautiful thing, though. Crazy. It's a beautiful thing, though, if you think about it, because the more patience you have, the more time you put into it, you look at this and you look up in the sky one day and say, well, it'll be all worth it one day, just to think about how much patience you were not giving up.
Yeah, man. But you know what? Like I said, a lot of people have a hard time, you know, and I can honestly say my wife was one of them, right? It's like, hey, well, what if we die tomorrow? Then we've done all this work and we didn't get to enjoy any of this money. Well, it's not about the money.
Right.
It's about what you're going to leave behind and what you're going to do for your community. So just things like that.
Right. And I think just having that mindset that all that you do is helping society as a whole, and it could inspire somebody, even if something were to happen at the end of the day.
That's what I'm trying to do, man. Just inspire other people. Just letting them know that it is possible. It's possible if you're willing to put the work, the sweat, the tears, everything. Nothing's easy with business, especially when you're trying to create something from nothing. Not talking about having something handed to you. Talking about creating something from absolutely nothing, from the ground up.
Absolutely. And actually, that's a perfect segue into our next question, question 10. What are your goals in the next 5 years? And that'll be 10 years in the sense of the business, just business related, personal development, right? Do you want to share?
Yeah, man. So the next 5 years, I'm hoping to franchise out in Canada. I mean, the US would be nice, but that's maybe a 10, 15 year goal. And, but no, in the next 5 years, I'd love to say that we will franchise. That's what I'm concentrating on, right? I mean, it's our foundation here where we are. Right. We've already expanded services around our area. And so now it's just a matter of trying to bring in the right key people to possibly do this franchise. And we've been approached. We've had other investors approach us, but just not ready to give up any equity. You know, as far as my business, our business, it's not my business. It's my wife's and I. And so maybe if the right person comes along, the right partner, then again, maybe not. You know, I'm in no rush because business is good and it's slowly growing like it's supposed to. So yeah, maybe 5 years, well, less than 5 years, I hope to have this franchised out. And if you ask me how many franchises I want to have out, as many as I can, right? I want to see people work and own their own business, right? Everybody's tired of working for other people. Then jump on board, be part of the family, and let's grow your business together.
Start basically in the sense that, hey, if you're with open to collaboration, you take your time. Start with these small goals of franchising, it'll come. And as you start doing it, it'll be less than 5 years that it happens, like you said, for sure.
Well, and it's like you said earlier, it's all trial and error. And, you know, so we're doing all the trial and errors, right? Wages and, you know, retaining staff and whatever little things that might come up will help us later on in the future anyways, because when we franchise, we're going to be like, oh, no, you shouldn't do this because – you know, or we're not doing it this way because, you know, it didn't work for us 3 years. Worked for us. So it's just, you know, like you said, trial and error. And the longer we take, I think the better it's going to be anyways. It's just a stronger foundation. Right. So it's not a rush. I've seen cleaning companies come out and try and franchise in the first year and they've gone nowhere.
Right.
You know, so that's not me. You know, good saying, walk before you run.
There you go.
Or even crawl before you walk. Before you walk, then walk before you run. So I think we've walked for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's only going to, you know, I think we're going to start jogging pretty soon.
There you go. I think I like that, because at the end of the day, when we first were, came onto this earth, we got to learn to crawl before we can walk, and then before we can run, we got to learn to walk and then run.
Yeah, man.
And jog and all that. It's the same cycle of life and how we follow that.
Beautiful. Exactly the same cycle. Who do you hang out with? It's the same thing in school, man. If you're hanging out with losers, you know, you're probably going to be a loser. If you're hanging out with winners or the guy that's the most quietest, but the guy's thinking, he's being creative, and you think he's the loser? No, he's the guy that's not following the fucking herd. He's the winner. He's the guy that doesn't need to be part of this inner circle that you guys think you guys are all great. That guy, that loner, that's the guy. That's the guy that's going to make a difference in this world.
Beautiful. No, you're right. And then I think that puts the message in the sense that if you're alone right now, if you're feeling it, that you think you may be down, in reality, you're the winner. You just keep that up. You're going to make this lasting impact because you're not following the crowd. You're innovating towards something great. Beautiful.
That's why I say you better be ready to be have some lonely nights as an entrepreneur and just be by yourself, grinding by yourself, because it's your vision. It's your vision, and nobody else is going to make your vision a reality. Only you can make your vision a reality. Your dream's a reality.
All right. At the end of the day, there's no – in this respect, it's your vision. There's no I here. I mean, there's no I in team because you're the I. You're the I in the sense that you got to make it happen. You're the insightful one for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I just put things in sports analogies, right? I was huge into hockey. Well, it's not just about me. It's about the team, and it's about putting the right people in place and having your star player and then your star manager. So your manager is your coach, right? I'm the general manager. Call it what you want. The CEO, the president. It's overseeing your managers, your coaches. Well, what's going on with the team? You know, well, Crosby's down. Well, what do you mean Crosby's down? Right? So how do we fix it, right? How do we bring that person back up? So I don't know. It's crazy analogy, I guess.
No, it's a good analogy, though. It's a great analogy in the sense that you have different operations, different management positions, and you have to just realize that you're overseeing all this, and if something's not right, you got to rectify the problem as soon as possible.
Hey, you know what they say? They say shit flows downhill, right? Starts at the top, and it flows down.
Right.
So that's just the way it is.
That's the cycle of life, for sure.
That's the cycle of life. It's the cycle of business.
For sure, for sure. And then we move on to the final question. Is what is one thing you like to tell the Anchor Nation that they may not know about you, and it could be a fun fact?
Something that you don't know about me that could be a fun fact. I don't know. I like to think I'm a comedian.
I like that.
You know what? I like to make people laugh. So, you know, when I do presentations, I try and keep everything light and just really try and make people smile the best I can. Make them smile. Put a smile on their face. Make them laugh, because fucking life's too short, man. Life's too short to be miserable and bitchy.
All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you have to make people laugh. Just make sure you have a good smile on your face as much as you can. Enjoy it. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, have a good sense of humor. You know, try not to let things affect you. And I know I say that, and I let things affect me. I'm not perfect, but yeah. So laugh. It's huge for me anyways. And that's for everybody. Anybody I come in contact with, I try and make them laugh. My staff, make them laugh. You know, give them a hug if they need a hug. Right. So, yeah, I guess that's something you wouldn't know about.
There you go. Comedian Joel.
Coffee with Joe. And
yeah, that's your service.
So,
there you go.
Yeah. Hey, you never know. Sometime in my life, you know, maybe go on stage and do some comedy. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, down the line. Open mic night.
Yeah. I'm good. I'll stick to business. I'll stick to business, and I'll keep doing, my motivational speaking and making people laugh and smile that way and inspire them.
Yes, just if you see Joel, just make sure he's a business-minded guy, and if you can crack a laugh with him, that's a bonus.
But, man.
But hey, Joel, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I appreciate your time and attention to the show on this holiday. But more importantly, you want to DM your social media so people can find you on social to reach out?
Yeah, man, you can find me on Facebook under my name, JoelLachance, Joel Lachance. And my Instagram name is under Lachansky. I'm trying to modify that. Just some names are not available. So that might change later on in the future. And that's it for social media platforms right now. YouTube's going to be coming at some point in August with the relaunch of the podcast. And I've also got another show that I'm going to be doing with another business partner. And nice. We're going to call that – I'm going to release it. I'm going to let you know. It's going to be called Yard Sale Flippers.
Yeah, there you go.
Sale Flippers. We're going to be going around – yard sales, picking up stuff, flipping it, showing people how to make a profit, right?
Impacting others at the end of the day. There you go.
Others, invest in yourself, man. Make your money work for you.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And thank you to the Anchor Nation for always giving your undivided attention to not only myself, but the interviewee as well. And Joel, it's been a pleasure, my man. Thank you again.
Thank you again for having me on your show, brother.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Hi, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and I'd like to say thank you for listening to the Anchor Nation podcast. If you'd like to book an interview or DM me on Instagram, follow me at the Anchor Nation. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it is also under the Anchor Nation. Thank you for listening, and enjoy.